I tell my clients all the time, it's not going to be sexy. It's not going to be flashy like all the things that you're seeing on social media. It is going to be hard. It's going to be hard. You're going to cry. You're going to want to throw in the towel over the next 30 days. Hey, babe. Welcome to the Sales and Social Podcast. I'm so freaking excited that you are here with me today. Are you ready to simplify your sales and learn to sell in a way that feels good, but also brings you in more consistent cash? If you find yourself feeling like you're doing all the things on social media, but it's not converting, you feel like you have inconsistent cash months, but you desire more reoccurring revenue, and you just want to sell in a way that feels good without feeling salesy and also have a lot of fun on your journey to entrepreneurship, you are in the right place. Hey, I'm Jillian. I'm your sales queen and your soon-to-be podcast BFF. 22 years in the corporate sales space, losing my job during the pandemic, having no freaking idea what I was going to do, but knowing that I had a God-given talent for sales, I quickly shifted to the online space, where I have not only been able to grow my own personal business from zero to 500K in just 18 months with nothing more than a Zoom link, a paper planner, and a whiteboard, I've helped hundreds and hundreds of others scale their businesses and explode their sales. So grab your beverage of choice, a pen and a paper if you're anything like me, and let's dive into today's juicy episode. What's up, babes? Welcome back to the podcast. I just actually left the heart doctor and I had like a really funny experience, which is kind of interesting because normally when I go to the heart doctor, it is not a fun or a funny experience. But today it actually was, and I got in my car and I was like, you know what? I'm going to turn this into a short and sweet podcast episode, which if you've noticed, we have been riffing on some pretty short podcast episodes, 9, 10, 11, 12 minutes. So slide over into my DMs and tell me if you are liking these shorter, almost like these little micro podcast episodes. I know I love kind of just like grabbing my phone and riffing with you guys versus almost like having like a specific topic. But of course, the podcast is not for me. The podcast is for you. And I want to see if you guys are liking kind of like these newer episodes that I am doing. Also, we are going to be doing a lot more solo episodes in 2024. We have really found that you guys are actually liking the solo podcast a lot more versus the guest. Not that the guest experts are not amazing, but it's just really not what you guys are loving. We get so many more downloads on the solo episodes. So I'm like, you know what? Give the fans what they want. So we're going to do a lot more solo episodes moving forward. But what I want to talk about today is really being honest about your product and really being honest about what you're selling. And even if you think it's like not what people want to hear. So if you're new around here, I have a heart condition and it requires me to wear a monitor from time to time. And I had a couple episodes last month. So my heart doctor, my electrophysiologist, which I'll give you guys a little heart lesson right now. There are two different types of cardiologists. There's a cardiologist that takes care of the muscle of the heart. And then there is the heart doctor that takes care of like the electrical system of the heart. Well, mine is not a muscular issue. Like my heart works really well. It pumps really well. It's really healthy. Mine is actually an electrical problem of the heart. It means that my electrolytes are off. It's more of like an autonomic issue with my heart. So mine is more of a systems issue, like the electrical systems. So what happens because of that is they actually try to catch the problem. And a lot of times they actually can't catch the problem because it's almost like an electrical wire. So I have to wear monitors from time to time, and sometimes it's different monitors. Sometimes it's a 24-hour monitor. Sometimes it's a 7-day monitor. Sometimes it's a 30-day monitor. Sometimes it's a monitor that they want to insert, which I have actually said no to several times. I'm like, calm down. We're not quite there yet, but I do think it probably is on the horizon. But the loop monitor is something that I have just not said yes to yet. But this is not a podcast about my heart. It's actually a podcast about selling. So today I had to go and I had to get this 30-day monitor put back on. And normally it's very easy. It's a sticker and you have an app. It's very like simple. It's very high tech. And today I actually went in and she brings out this thing that looks like it's from like 1987. It's in a carrying case. It's got all these wires
and she has Ziploc upon Ziploc upon Ziploc upon Ziploc of stickers, like the electroids in baggies. And I'm like, what is happening? And she's like, yeah, you are actually going to be wearing our oldest model of our heart monitor. And I was like, why? And she's like, because honestly, it's the best. She's like, I know, like, everyone thinks, like, the new technology is the best, but, like, you know, sometimes the reports don't come out right. Sometimes the app goes down. Sometimes there's a technical issue. Sometimes you can't connect the app to the monitor. And she's like, and Dr. McCarr, who's my shout out, cardiologist, and she's like, he really just wants to go old school on you. He wants to go old school, back to the basics. Okay, hear me again. Back to the basics. He's like, he doesn't want to go fancy. He just wants to stick with what works. So we're going back to the old school monitor. And she's like, I'm going to be honest, this sucks. There's wires. It's not fancy. You're going to have to carry around this carrying case. And I just want to be very honest with you. And I was like, you know, I'm in sales and you are not selling me very good on this monitor right now. And she's like, do you want me to sell you on this monitor and give you a bunch of BS, or do you want me to be very honest with you and tell you that it's kind of going to be hell for the next 30 days? You're going to have to take this thing off every single time you shower. I know the other ones that you wore, you could literally jump into a pool. You could swim. You could have sex with it. You could go in the shower with it. You could literally do everything with it. She's like, this one's a pain in the ass. She's like, also, the battery life sucks. So not only do you have to carry around this monitor, but you also have to carry around this charger. And she's like, it's going to die. So she's like, you're going to have to wear the thing, and you're also going to have to wear the charger. She's like, talk about being sexy. Now you have all these wires on you. She's like, so sexy time is going to be a little interesting because you're going to have to maneuver around all these wires. And I was just like, girl, like, you are literally slaying the sales right now on this. And she's like, this is the thing. She's like, I just want to be honest, right? I want to be honest and tell you, like, it's going to be hard work the next 30 days. Like, it's not going to be easy. You're going to get frustrated and you're probably going to want to throw this monitor against the wall. And I said to her, I love how real you are. I love that you are not trying to sugarcoat this. I love that you're actually telling me that, like, it's going to suck. So why this was such, like, a representation for business is because I tell my clients all the time, it's not going to be sexy. It's not going to be fancy. It's not going to be flashy like all the things that you're seeing on social media. It is going to be hard. It's going to be hard. You're going to cry. You're going to want to throw in the towel, just like I'm going to want to throw this heart monitor probably against the wall over the next 30 days. And the other thing is, are you being honest with your clients? Are you telling them, like, yeah, this macro plan is probably going to suck. Resetting your nervous system is going to be hard. Changing the way that you do business is going to be uncomfortable. Being honest with your clients, being honest with your community is going to be key, because now this is the thing. I'm bought in to the fact that this is going to be a little bit uncomfortable for the next 30 days. I'm bought into the fact of, like, I know what to expect for the next 30 days. So this was what I want you to do this week. I want you to ask yourself, one, are you having honest conversations with your community about the work that it really takes? Whether you're a mindset coach, whether you're a fitness coach, whether you are reprogramming somebody's subconscious, whether you are helping them lose the baby weight, whatever it is, are you being really real with them? Or are you just giving them the sexy stuff, right? I know with my clients, I tell them all the unsexy stuff. And I tell them the sexy stuff, the fun stuff, the results. So I want you to create some content this week around the unsexy stuff of business, around the unsexy stuff of fitness. And then watch your clients kind of buy into that vision. So follow along. I probably will be talking a lot this week on my Instagram stories and over the next 30 days about this heart rate monitor, how it's really linked to business. But again, I hope you guys found this episode helpful. Until next time, happy selling.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Sales and Social Podcast. If today's episode has you fired up and you loved it, could you do me a huge favor and leave a review over on Apple Podcasts? or take a screenshot and share it on social media. And don't forget to tag your business bestie. And while you're there, connect with me on the gram at the Jillian Murphy. I'm on a mission to change the mindset of sales. I want people to love sales because the reality is sales is the foundation of everything you do. It's how your business generates revenue consistently. So show up and be unapologetic about selling, because once you fall in love with selling, babe, sky's the limit. So I'll catch you on the next episode. But until then, feel free to slide into my DMs because I cannot wait to get to know you better.